1 second off. 10. Pause recording.
Hello, folks. It's Saturday morning, about 10:30. I'm just making myself some coffee. And I thought I would do a boo while I'm doing so. I hope everyone's okay. I'm having a fresh coffee and doing myself a cafetiere this morning. I've got two cafetieres. I've got one that's a nice big one. And then I've got a small one, which is just ideal for one mug. So I'm having one of those this morning. So I've got two bits of news, actually. The first one is, last night I updated my phone to iOS 10. And it's different. I haven't faffed around much since I updated it, because it was quite late when it finished doing it. But actually, it didn't take that long in the grand scheme of things, really. A friend told me yesterday about some of the different features, and the keyboard clicks are different. The screen lock sound is very different, and it doesn't actually say screen locked anymore, which is a bit bizarre. But it's not a problem, it's just a bit different, I suppose. I suppose, like everything, it'll take a bit of getting used to, but I'm sure we'll all get there. And the next bit of news is, and you're going to have to excuse me, I'm going to have a drink, I'm sorry. I have a very dry mouth in the mornings because of one of my tablets. Hang on. The amitriptyline that I take gives me a very, very dry mouth. It's one of its side effects. So in the morning, I feel like I'm spitting feathers, as my mum used to say. Anyway, my next bit of news is regarding sleeping. Now, as you all know, I do have awful problems, and lately it's just been continuously really, really bad. So, if you listened to my last boo, you'll know that a doctor prescribed me Zopaclone. And I took it for 2 nights, and I was finding that once I was getting to sleep, I was having fairly good quality sleep. I was sleeping deeper than normal, but it was still taking me a little while, not quite as long as normal, but it was taking me a little while. Well, yesterday I got up at a reasonable time and I got myself ready and I went out. I went to Hereford. I'm just going to stir my coffee. I went to Hereford to have a meeting about a few of us are planning to go horse riding. So we were having meetings about the logistics of transport, when we're going, how many of us are going. We decided to go in two groups because there's about 8 of us that want to go. So we decided to do it in sort of 2 groups of 4. So we had a meeting about that, and then I had planned to go back with my friend to hers for a couple of hours, and she said to me, "I'm starving. Have you had lunch?" And I said, "No, I haven't." She said, "Neither have I." She said, "Should we go and eat somewhere?" I said, "That sounds like a bloody good idea to me." So we did. We went to one of our favourite little cafes, which I've mentioned mentioned on here before, called Number 10. Because it's at Number 10 Church Street. And we had lunch. Louise had jacket potato with tuna and mayonnaise. I had a sandwich, and it was cheddar cheese and chutney, which was lovely. And then we both were very naughty and had a piece of cake. Lou had coffee and walnut, and I had good old Victoria sponge, which again was very nice. I need some more coffee in there. Oh, I need to get the milk as well, so I'm not going to help. And then I went back to Lou's for a few hours, and we just chilled out and drank tea and chatted and chatted to another friend on FaceTime for a bit. And I got home about 7:15. So I had a little bit of something to eat. I didn't want a huge amount. I had a little bit of something to eat. Finished a book that I was reading. And it got to about 10 o'clock. Oh, I spoke to my mum for a while on the phone. And it got to about 10 o'clock and I sat there and I thought, oh, I'm tired. I thought, right, Sam, go to bed. And I thought, don't go to bed and start reading. Just go to bed and see if you can sleep. And I went to bed, folks. I think by the time I'd faffed around, I think it was getting on for 11 by the time I actually got into bed. But I took my Zopaclone and I turned over, got comfortable, and I thought, oh, I'm actually going to go to sleep. You know when you know that you're actually going to go to sleep? And it's that lovely sort of peaceful kind of, oh God, I'm going to actually drift off to sleep. And I did. And the first time I woke, and this is unheard of for me, I looked at my phone for the time, and it was 7:10. And I thought, oh my God, I can't remember the last time I did that. So I got up, went to the loo, got back to bed. I thought, I'm not getting up yet, it's a Saturday morning. I got to bed and slept until about 9:30. So I had a bloody brilliant night's sleep last night. So of course, consequently, I now feel very alert and sort of ready to face the day today, which I haven't been doing because I've been so bloody tired. So that's me, really. Birds are, I don't know what they're doing. Caden's wandering around in his cage. I don't know what Ree's doing. Kate's chilled out. She's had her breakfast. I think she was quite tired yesterday because me and Lou did quite a bit of walking through town and stuff. And she was in Vision Links and then she was in the cafe. And she doesn't really sleep. She does lie down and is very good. But I think she's always sort of on the alert when we're out. So she came back last night and was like, ugh. So yeah, that's me, really. Yes, Ray. That's me, isn't it, Blue? Yeah. Hello, Ray. So I copied it. Yeah. What are you gonna say to people, Ray? Scratch. Scratch, good girl. Scratch, yeah. Yeah, I'm alright, darling. How are you? You alright? Yeah. Good girl. Hello, Ree. There's Ree. Hello, Caden.